It says, when I speak the word of God, and when others see and hear me speak the word of God, and not foolish words of doubt and unbelief, then there must be fruit to come forth. If I am walking in love and in faith, what I am confessing should come and will come to pass for me. God has told me in his word that it never returns void, empty of promise, but always accomplishes what it is sent forth to do, to bless, to prosper, to bring light, to bring life, to redeem, to set the captives free, to heal, to overcome, to be victorious in life. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's what the word is sent forth to do. He said, Paul said, correctly explaining the word of truth, my word should line up with my walk, and my walk should line up with what I'm confessing. Amen? It should. I must get in this word daily and find out what it's telling me. Psalm 103, verse 20. I got this scripture a while back, man, and I'm telling you, I said, wow, Lord, thank you so much for this. He said, bless the Lord, you his angels, you angels who belong to him, you mighty warriors who carry out his commands, you are obedient to the sound of his words. Whoo! You hear that? So we all have angels, and they're just waiting for us to say something that lines up with God's word. They're just waiting for you to get a command. They just waiting. Matthew 6 and 10 says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, God wants us to have heaven right here on earth. We can do that. We shouldn't walk around every day sad, broke, busted, disgusted, always angry, always upset. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. We are the body of Christ. And what does it say? He said, the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got the greater one on the inside of us. He helps us to bring forth truth, to bring forth light, that it'll shine in dark places wherever we go. Hebrews 1:14, he says, he didn't say, he said something there. He said, are not the angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? See, they serve us. Mighty beings that God has appointed to us to serve us. But what are we giving our angels to do? And I'm telling you, if you say anything outside of God's word, they're not moving. They're not going nowhere. They're not bringing it to pass. But I tell you who will move on your behalf, the devil. And he is after your words. The Bible says in John 10:10, the enemy comes not but for what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it how much? More abundantly. He's after your words. See, when you open that door, if you go back there and you open that either one of those doors, you subject to anything and everything to come in here. But if you keep that door closed, you got less chance of things coming in. But when we open our mouth and we speak the word of God, putting it in its right perspective, our angels are moving. They're bringing that to pass what God has already promised us. Ephesians says it like this. I don't have it in my note, but he says it like this in Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's just like a buffet. I mean, we can walk over there. I can get that. It's mine. He already given it. He's freely given it to me. But I have to know how to speak that thing into existence. I have to know how to speak it. Whether it be for finances, whether it be for healing, whatever it may be, I got to rightly divide the word of truth, rightly saying it, confessing it, and standing on it. I know y'all done heard me tell this before also about our home. It was a year and something we was out of our home. Over a year, I just said it like that. I ain't good with keeping those exact dates. I really don't care about that. But it was that long. And you remember that day when I said on the prayer line, enough's enough. Something rose up on the inside of me. And I said, devil, you won't come no further. I said, enough's enough. We finna get back in our house. Me and my wife was already confessing, but we know we wasn't, I don't know if I'm gonna say we wasn't just serious about it, but we sure enough got serious about this thing. And what we done was this right here. We was confessing the word, but we were making it null and void. Because we would say something, and then the contractor or whoever it was that was working would do something that we didn't do, that we didn't like, or they wouldn't show up for work or whatever. Man, we don't never get back in the house. Man, they just take it to, see, it canceled it out. See, you have to watch over those words. You have to watch. That's why it was prolonged. We had to watch it. And I said, Lord, look, I repent. And I tell my wife when she say something now, or if I say something, stop it right there. Don't even let it come out your mouth. Just stop it right there. Stop it. See, we got to rightly divide this word. It's given to us to prosper, not to hold us back and hinder us. That's not what it's for. It should be a joy to go to the Father. It should be a joy. When my children, if I'm sitting there, man, I'm telling you, if my children come to me and they jump up on my lap, I don't care how big they are, even drink with her big self. They come up and they jump on my lap, man, you know, it really makes me feel good. It does. So you think about how the Father feels when we get down and we just get in this word. It draws us closer to Him. Draws us closer to Him. You know, in James, James chapter 4, verse 7.